says you bring all your kelim into the sukkah. You first got to make kelim. It says in halacha that the dirty kelim you should take out of the sukkah. In other words, a keli that's not mochan. A dirty keli means that the world's got to be a clean keli for the aura. A dirty keli means with all the taivas and with all the that's a dirty keli, and the aura can't come down to the dirty keli. So those auras you have to take out of the sukkah. For all other kelim, there's an inyan to bring kelim into the sukkah. To bring kelim to the sukkah, because sachakol, what's happening is in the sukkah there's an or, and the or needs a kli, and the Baruch Hu is giving us a zamatona that even the or makif, which is around the kli, comes into the kli. So for that, there's need to bring all the kelim into the sukkah. You've got to make sure our void is to clean the kelim. If you clean the kelim, then the
kelim has chalim tyrus. Tyrus is that.
Tyrus. Sachs kelim taka. Yeah, Taka starts with the Esa Kedushas. It's the ending of the Esa Kedushas till the Kedusha of the Harbais. So you got to make the Kalim Kodesh. Make the Kalim Kodesh and Yizach to the Mordekor. So in Bissam Mingdash, you have Kli Shoris. The Kli Shoris, a special type of Kli. And anything you put inside it automatically became Kodesh. That's the Makoimus where the Baruch Shalom sending an aura down. How avoid it was to make clean kelim. And those clean kelim, a person's got to bring into sukkah and a person's got to keep in the sukkah. Dirty kelim, not roi for any aura. See, that's the world. The world is dirty. It's a chashchus de gavelt. How avoid it? We're all doing sponge. All doing sponge in the world. And the world is clean enough, and all the auras will come down.